Thank you so much for listening to the Bryant Park Project. Time for the segment we call The Most, in which we combine your gift for picking the most interesting stories in the web with our staff's talent for being sometimes strange, sometimes a little silly, sometimes reading the Bismarck, North Dakota Tribune. There you go. Who did that? That would be Ilya Marritz. Hi, Ilya.
I don't know why.
Hold on.
Come closer
there
to the microphone.
I'm Manhattan born and raised. I don't know why I did it. Well, I'm pretending that I'm from North Dakota, but I just have a thing for this state.
North Dakota is the new Lower East Side.
And North Dakota is so cool, and the rent is so much cheaper. So this is the number two most commented at the Bismarck, North Dakota Tribune. North Dakota board approves settlement of lawsuit over Sioux nickname. The North Dakota Fighting Sioux, that's a university there, are going to have to reach some kind of agreement with the Sioux tribe within the next 3 years about whether they can use this name, the Fighting Sioux, or not. This is just completely lit up the message boards there. I'll just read to you two of the comments that I think are interesting. Well, actually, I'll just read one really racist one that I think is interesting. I would not be offended. They left off the second D. If they adopted the Fighting Whites. So this is a very active, crazy message board. If you want to head over to the North Dakota Tribune.
There was a whole backlash. I can't remember where. Remember the Fighting Whiteys, that basketball team?
I missed that one.
There was a group of a couple of years back. When this other sort of Native American mascot controversy was roiling about. A group of, I think, Native American guys started an intramural basketball team called the Fighting Whiteys to kind of make a statement, and they sold T-shirts.
Our nation's capital's football team, I won't even say, the Washington, how do you get away with that every week?
I don't know, lots of dollars. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Ilya. Rachel from deep in the NPR news booth.
Hello.
Hi, Gandalf. How are you in there?
I have a story about a very old mollusk.
Are you talking like an old mollusk to like make the point?
I'm trying to make it sound very mysterious. This is a really exciting article. I don't know why, but it just intrigues me. The scientists in Iceland have dug up what they are saying is the longest lived animal, like the oldest animal ever. And it's a mollusk. And they say it's somewhere between 405 and 410 years, you know, give or take 5 years.
Sure. Who's
counting? Who's counting? Splitting hairs. And this mollusk is named Ming. It's like its little nickname because that's when it was born, during the Ming Dynasty in China. Just to tell you how old this thing is. And so this is a big deal because it will reveal things about how life evolves. And they determined how old this was by counting the rings on its shell. Isn't that cool?
That is cool. Does it say in the story if it's alive or dead? I mean, it's dead, I presume, now,
it's
right?
It's dead now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But it used to be alive for a long
time.
It had a
good life.
Good
taken
run.
Taken so young. 405 or 410.
The most blog story at the New York Times is about Barack Obama, that he promises a forceful stand against Clinton. That is the headline. Barack Obama gave a 53-minute interview over breakfast aboard a charter jet that took him to Chicago, and he described to these New York Times reporters that he is going to get tough, that he's going to come down from his tower, as he's been not wanting to engage in mudslinging. But now he's accusing Senator Clinton of straddling between the Giuliani-Romney side of foreign policy and the Barack Obama side of the equation. He said that she was trying to sound her vote like a Republican on national security issues, and that was bad for the country and ultimately bad for Democrats. So maybe the debates coming up will be interesting this week.
If the polls are to be believed, he better do something, because Hillary seems to be pulling away statistically. We're going to talk to Jim Vandehei, by the way, after the show, and put that up on El Blogo, so you're going to want to listen for that political discussion. One of the most read stories at the Seattle Post-Intelligencer, Arnold Schwarzenegger says marijuana, not a drug. He was being interviewed by the British edition of GQ magazine, and he was talking about a scene in a documentary called Pumping Iron back from the 70s, which shows him lighting up a fat one. And he said, "That's not a drug, it's a leaf." And he was being interviewed by a guy who's also a judge for America's Got Talent. And Schwarzenegger's press secretary said that it was the comments were made in a lighthearted context, and that everyone should remember that he was doing an interview with the host of America's Got Talent.
And that he was high. No, he wasn't.
Get down, there's no time, it's the farmer's field. It's my one line I can say like Arnold Schwarzenegger. And I think Maddie Martinez.
Hi.
Has some for us. Hi there.
How you doing?
Good.
Oh, good. I have the number two most emailed story right now at NPR.org. I always got the NPR.org stories, but actually, this is the new Robert Plant Alison Krauss album, and they were interviewed on Weekend Edition Sunday, and I happened to listen to this all weekend. Not the interview, the actual album. I just kept playing the interview over and over and over again. No, it's a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful album. Here's a little bit of Sister Rosetta Goes Before Us.
Strange things are happening every day. I hear the music up above my head.
Now, here's Robert Plant and Alison Krauss in the interview this weekend explaining that it was like by no means a sure thing that the two of them could actually, you know, click and make great music together, because you think Alison Krauss, Robert Plant, how's that going to work on paper? Just does not work. Here's them explaining a little bit more.
Well, we were kind of out there trying it out. It could have been maybe in 2 or 3 days, it might not have worked, and we'd have shaken hands and said, y'all come back now. But it worked.
Come back and see us. We appreciate you.
Yeah. And I'd have had my apple cobbler and gone.
So that's a number two
wow.
email stroke.
Love that.
It was a fantastic interview.
Robert Plant on Hee Haw, ladies and gentlemen. I have to say, last week, I think it was last week, I wondered aloud if Robert Plant was still alive. And he's very much alive. And
yes,
making
he was in our
a
studio.
Great record.
And feisty.
So I take that back. Robert Plant, you're alive.
And that does it for the most for this Monday. Thanks, everybody.
You're welcome. The